Yeah, I mean, Fiona, our hearts go out to the family of this man. We're as a coastal community, I won't say we're used to this, but we do see this sort of incidences more and more. And I suppose it directly impacts obviously the family, but the wider community always feel very, very down after incidents like this. It's our local first responders that are the ones on the scene, so they're part of our community, and it obviously filters out, the Coast Guard, our fire brigade, the guards, the ambulance, all of those are members of our community, and they're dealing with the incident firsthand. And of course, I suppose there's a real there's a bit of a darkness descends on the community when these things happen,
It highlights, of course, the importance of those emergency responders in the West Clare area.
Look. Absolutely. My understanding is that everything that was done as fast as possible was done as fast as possible yesterday. Our Coast Guard were out, our fire brigade were out. Some complications with regards to cliff rescues and stuff like that, versus trying to get that poor man out of the water. And the helicopter was there very quickly. So look, we hear the sirens and the helicopter go, and everybody in Lougheed and Cluichí, their stomach tightens up a small bit because we know that it isn't good news. And unfortunately, that was just such a really sad incident yesterday.
It's understood that the man involved in the incident was fishing at the time, and I suppose it highlights as well the dangers in coastal areas, be it weather or other conditions, and I suppose the need for safety when people are out there.
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose, I think this is probably there's time for a wider discussion on this. We people who live beside the coast tend to have a small bit warier. We're a bit more wary of it, I suppose. We're used to it, and we're used to dealing with it. And people who come along to the seaside here, and maybe just. They're not quite used to the situation, the slippiness of the rocks or whatever the situation may be. So it does tend to, yeah, it's and we can put up all the bloody signs we want, but these things are just accidents. And while local people are a bit warier, maybe I said those that come to visit, tend to take that extra step a bit closer, maybe, and then that's where we see those accidents happening.
And
So it's just,
I suppose as well, you can't account for a rogue wave or a gust of wind.
and look, that's it. These things are, extremely unfortunate when they happen, and you can't, we could talk about putting fences up or signs up, and it doesn't matter really. These things are accidents. An extra step this way, a gust of wind that way, a small bit of rain and a piece of rock that that you're not familiar with, and you're slip, and now we're in trouble. And I suppose mostly local people tend to have that little bit of an extra awareness of those sort of things, and tend to keep that step back. And look, we've all been guilty of stuff where we've gone to somewhere where we're not familiar, and we just want to have that extra little bit of a look over the edge, or we get a little bit too close to things that we shouldn't. But look, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, Kilkee and the Lougheed Peninsula is a pretty somber place this morning, thinking back on it.
You'd be encouraging visitors to the area then to take extra care when there.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's a standard message that I think most coastal communities would be very good at telling people who visit, just be careful, ask a local, don't make assumptions. Things might look safe, but they mightn't actually be. So I suppose the message really to get out is, if you're unsure of a location, or if you're unsure of a place, maybe just stop someone on the road, or as you're going through town, saying, look, I'm thinking about doing this, and is there anything I should watch out for? So and locals in general will know, to say, look, that's not a great place to do that. If you want to go on for a swim, you need to maybe go somewhere else. That it might look lovely, but it's just not the right place to go. If it's a, you know, where this incident happened is a place where a lot of people go fishing. And, you know, I suppose in the context of how many hundreds of people go fishing, I think we're probably lucky we don't see more incidents like this.
A sad day, as you say, and the thoughts and prayers of the community, I'm sure, will be with the family and friends of those involved.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, you know, nobody likes to have their community, I suppose, at the coalface on incidences like this. Everybody is a little bit sadder this morning, I suppose, when you think, you know, if that's the way to put it. We're as somber is the word. We know that there's no, you know, we can't sympathise enough with the family, and you know, really, our hearts go out to them, and especially, I think it was the man's son-in-law who was trying to help him out on the scene. And I think, you know, that's going to sit very hard. Our sincerest sympathies. You can hear from me, Fiona. I'm not the best for today. So.